Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, this is one of the episodes that I pre-recorded for my maternity leave. So this was recorded around November, end of 2023. So that is just to let you guys know that that's when this happened. And I love you all so much. Thanks for listening. This is going to be an amazing episode. Love you. Everybody, welcome back. Circle time. How are we doing? I hope everybody's doing good. We have two very special guests today. I'm very excited about this. My friends, my lovers. I don't even know what the hell I'm talking about, honestly. We're all very tired. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves to the Circlers? Tell them who you are.
Hello, Circlers.
Hello, Circlers. Thank you for having us here. Hi,
I'm so formal.
Hi, I'm Rhea, and I am one half of Chicks in the Office.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Fran, and I'm the other half of Chicks in the Office.
So together, they're one whole chick in the office.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow. And I am just so honored that you're here.
Thank you for having us.
We're honored to be here.
It's so nice to see you guys.
We love seeing you every time. Kelsey, you're like the only person that we on the side text when we're on our way to LA. Like, we talk the two of us and say, like, we should try and see Kelsey. There's not a lot of other people we try to see. That's so nice.
Mm-hmm. I really do love to see you guys as well. And what?
When I texted you, I was like, she's going to, you know, have an excuse as to why she can't see us. So when you responded like, yes, I was thrilled. I was like, oh my God, she said yes.
No, I really, and I like
seeing
you guys.
That's not a reflection of you. It's just, I think nobody likes us. So
me too.
It's just like, you know, it's that just natural feeling. So I'm like, oh, she's going to, you know, she's going to have something else to do.
No, I completely understand that. Mm-hmm. And I feel very similarly, like a lot of the time, anytime I ask someone to like come on the podcast, I'm like, they're obviously gonna say no.
Yeah.
Like, why would they say yes to this? Yeah. I'm sure they have something else that they would rather do. But you guys especially, if I see a text from you, I get like genuinely happy.
Yeah. I did not get my nails done for you purposely.
We're not in a dangerous length though yet. Nope. I feel like.
Let me see. Rhea is notorious for having the most overgrown nails I've ever seen. I've truly never seen anything like it. We have quite possibly the most random group chat ever existed of people. And Rhea will just randomly send pictures of like how overgrown her nails are. And it's impressive.
Been a while because you've been so good.
Yeah. Because of the engagement.
Yes. Yeah. That is exactly why, Kelsey, because I start to notice that the ring doesn't look as good when the nails are grown out. Mm. And so you've got to keep up. The color is important. Everything's important. But there was a period of time where they were like
talons.
Yeah.
It was scary. It was impressive.
Yes. Thank you. You were like the most, this is impressive that you were doing this.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to lift you up.
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. As always.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. Like, you have a really good nail person because those things stayed on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, these are like my real nails now.
Those are your real nails?
Yes. Yes.
How?
I don't know.
Are you taking prenatal vitamins?
No.
That's the only time my nails became like actual not slices of paper.
I think they're putting something special on it. I'm not sure,
what
though.
What the hell is on there?
I don't know the secret ingredient. I don't know.
They don't break?
No. They're like hard as, like they're so hard.
That's crazy. You get the gel on top.
Yeah,
of
but
them.
The hard yeah, gel, yeah. like not the yeah. wheat gel, like yeah. the UV.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wow, that's really impressive.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
You guys are both engaged.
Yes. We are.
I'm so excited.
Big
for
life
you.
Moments for all of us. For everybody, right now.
That's true. But mm-hmm. I'd rather talk about your engagements.
Okay. We'll talk about you tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
if you want to come, you know.
I do. I still do. Believe it or not. I would still love. I'm going on Chicks in the Office. Probably that episode might be out before this one.
Yeah, we're pretty quick.
You guys are quick.
Our turnaround. Yeah.
But let's talk about the engagements because yes. I have some questions, and I'm sure that you've covered this, you know, on yeah. your own podcast.
Yeah.
But it's time to like let the circlers know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So Rhea and Fran have been doing their podcast together for how many years? Five.
Five podcast years,
yeah, five,
six like doing things together.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Okay, I didn't. You guys said that.
Well, right. I mean, no, you said it beautifully. You said it the exact same way.
All the same words came out yeah. the exact same way.
Yeah. Right. That was
both of you said nothing and everything at the same time.
Well, we had a radio show on Sirius XM first. Well, we first started doing the Chicks in the Office Instagram. We just would post videos on there. And then we got a show when Barstool got like a channel on Sirius XM. They gave us a radio show. And then from there, we started the podcast. So we had like a year of doing just like Instagram and then the radio show before yeah. the podcast
got
started.
Yes. And you met through Barstool?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So yes. you guys have been friends yeah. for 6 years.
Yes.
Yep.
Working together and friends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then they just so happened to get engaged on the same... A day apart?
Like 24, within 24 hours.
Yeah, back-to-back days.
Yeah.
Which is insane.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did either one of you know the other one was getting engaged?
She knew Fran knew that I was getting engaged.
Yes.
Okay.
I had no idea. Fran's fiance.
I also had no idea.
Fran's fiance
I was getting
told
engaged.
Not a single soul.
Yeah. Really?
He told my family because we were on my family's trip.
Yeah.
But he kept... tight lips. Like, didn't even tell my friends. Like, my friends were like, wait, what the fuck?
Was he worried that someone was going to spill the beans?
Yeah. He, like, really was trying to have it be
a surprise.
No,
I would never spill. I wouldn't spill.
He's just like, and I've always said this to Rhea, too, because we're just in that time of our lives right now where all of our friends married, engaged, like, it's all happening.
Yeah.
A lot of it's happening right now.
Yeah.
And he was getting so frustrated with his... friends that were like telling him that they were proposing months in advance.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm not going to tell us. Like, I'm not telling. I think he just got so caught up. He was like, I'm not telling anybody. I'm keeping it a secret. He's like, I'm so annoyed. I know like four of these guys are proposing. I know too many details. I have too many secrets.
Okay.
Like, I don't.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm not telling anybody.
That makes sense.
And he pulled it off. He did not tell anybody but my family. I had no idea. But we knew about.
Yeah. Yeah, my fiance told everybody, but he was just really excited, which I love. And that's like who we both are. Like, I don't like to be taken aback. I don't like being surprised by many things.
Right.
And also, like, we are getting married. Like, I don't think it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know that you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we talked about it and I didn't know like how or where, like exactly. Right. I knew when he got a ring. Because I saw his location. And
did you?
Yeah. And also, like, he was not, like, he, like, came home and was like, I did something, like, really cool today. Like, he was just, like, really excited about it. And then I was like, I saw.
Were you just looking?
Well, because he was,
I look at Find My Friends all the time.
Yeah. So we had, like, this is a conversation where people are like, oh, like, you don't trust. It's not that, like, safety purposes. Like, like, we travel a lot.
Yeah.
And, like, I get like really nervous, like I want you to know just in case something were to happen. Like, you know what I mean?
Like you, like, so for like, you want him to have your location.
Yeah. Like just in case. Yeah. Like, I don't know. We travel a lot. Like it's just whatever. So he said he was going to Long Island to like help his brother with something. And I was like, what? Like, Because he's just also, the type of person
and he's a bad liar.
He's a really bad, like, yeah, he just says everything.
Does not have a good poker face.
We, like, do, like, everything, like, we'll go to the store together, like, everything. Like, we just love doing everything together. So I was like, And so I like, felt so bad after I looked. I was like, oh, my God. Like, I see the jewelry. Like,
did
I see
the
store.
Like, jeweler or
something? Yeah, like, I knew, like, the name of the place. Was And then when he came home, he was, like, all giddy. And then I was like, he was like, I did something, like, really cool today. And I was like, ah. And that was back in, like, March.
Okay.
So there was a long.
When did you get engaged?
July 1st. So there was a long period of time of, like, we went to London. So I thought maybe it would happen there in, like, end of April. But we're both so family oriented. So I also knew that he would want both of our families there.
Right.
So, yeah, he told.
Oh, he was so excited. Like, he sent. He sent pictures of, like, I saw the ring. Like, he sent pictures. Like,
really?
He was
early,
well,
yeah.
Because he knew what she wanted, but I think he was also like, I wanted double, triple, quadruple check. Yeah. Like,
because I didn't give like an exact, like.
Right. And so he was like, I was like, no, stunning, perfect. She's going to love it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. So that was crazy, but so exciting because now it's like such an exciting time for both of us.
Like, that was so fun though too, because he was telling other people and like I was navigating, like I knew, and then I was trying to figure out if other people that we work with like also knew. Also like there was times like with Kelly that I would look at Kelly and be like, do you know everything that I know or less or more?
Yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
But not like say it or say anything in front of her.
There was a period of time where I was like, why are you being weird? Like,
yeah, I was being weird.
Like,
I was being weird.
Like, and then she was like, she's like, I just don't know what you know. I don't know what anybody knows. Like, I don't know, whatever. And I was like, listen, like,
because she kind of started to lead on that she knew. I was like, oh, shit, she knows, but I don't want to give anything anymore.
I started, tricky.
Yeah. I started acting like I didn't know. And she was like, well, you're being weird. Like, why are you not like excited? I'm like, I just don't want to ruin something.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I'm so nervous about ruining something. Yeah.
It's hard, like, when your best friend knows because, like, you want to ask them for like advice on certain things, but like, you're like, also like, do you know that I'm getting engaged? So you don't know what to tell me. Like, I remember when I was like, maybe I'm getting engaged.
And then I'm like, I know the whole plan. Yes. Like how do I give advice and like not give something away?
Like, how do I, like, I remember texting my friend Emma and I was like,
in the group chat with the nails.
Yes.
I texted her on the side of the group chat. And I was like, if someone was maybe getting engaged in the next week, and I'm also trying to gauge if I am. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to see like what she says.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you think their nails should look like? Yeah. How should I paint my nails?
Hypothetically speaking.
Because she gave me like the most like flat answer. Like it was like, I was like, okay, I'm not getting engaged. Like she just like didn't say anything. But like she now like after was like, I was freaking. I had no idea what to say.
Yeah. It does put pressure on the other people involved. But yeah, no, it was so funny. But I didn't know like how or where.
Yeah.
Or I just knew that like, and I feel like Fran, it was great that it happened around the same time too.
Yeah.
Because you want that period of time where like, you're not going back to work the next day. Like you have that. We had like a full week after where.
Our guys had the exact same idea. It's like we don't take a lot of time off.
Mm-hmm. And that's like the one week we take off.
And it's the one week in the summer that we take off.
Right.
And so both of them were like, oh, we'll propose at the beginning of that trip. Then we all have a full week plus
vacation
where like we don't have to, you don't have to talk about it because we were talking after and we were like, that was so much better. Cause if it was just on, you know, on a Saturday and like we're in the office on Monday, we're immediately like on the podcast being like, I'm engaged.
Yeah.
Like there was no time to
just like
to enjoy
it.
And sit in it.
Yeah.
So we both like got our own individual time. Like we were both on our own vacations for like a full week before coming back, which was nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So I was shocked and honestly a little bit comforted to find out that approximately 1 in 2 women will struggle with hair loss or thinning. I have struggled with it. My hair thinned so much as I got older and just like changed a lot. And I was kind of embarrassed about it, but this makes me feel so much better. You know, hair thinning is not really openly talked about. So going through struggles with your hair can feel lonely and it can feel frustrating. But I swear by Nutrafol, and it really helped me. And I am stocked up and ready to use it to help with my postpartum hair loss too. I can't wait to start using it again. Nutrafol knows a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it, so they have multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages. So I will have like a specific formula for the postpartum hair loss. There's a specific formula they have for menopause, as well as different lifestyles such as plant-based diets. And it's just amazing. You can take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. It's just the best. The thing I love about Nutrafol is its whole body approach. It targets the underlying causes like stress or hormone fluctuations, nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code CircleTime. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CircleTime. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CircleTime. 2024 is here, which is honestly insane, but I know it's going to be a great year. I cannot wait to see all of the things you circlers accomplish this year. It's going to be wonderful for all of us. I encourage any of you who have a desire to do something new, to put yourself out there, start a brand, sell a product, post content, any dream you're holding on to, I want you to just go for it. I know I've mentioned this, but my life has completely changed for the better when I put myself out there online. And I couldn't have even dreamed up my life turning out the way it has. And I want you all to feel the same way, because you never know where putting yourself out there will take you in life. And today's podcast is sponsored by a service I love that was so helpful when I was starting out, which is Squarespace. The thing I was most scared to do was start. Everything seemed so complicated. Everything seemed hard to do, but Squarespace is so beginner friendly and so easy to use. Whether you're looking to sell a product, post content, grow a brand, Squarespace is the perfect place to do so. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. They make it easy for you if you're just starting out, with their features like the flexible website templates. They have designs for any category you can think of that you can customize and update. It's so easy to use. My personal few favorite features are the video collection, the asset library, and the custom merch. So the video collection allows me to organize my video content easily. The asset library lets me upload, organize, and access all of my content in one place, so everything's just organized and right there. And my custom merch allows me to sell my merch to my audience. They really just make all of the things that I was worried about, like figuring out how to do, they make it all so easy. And they make it easy to create a beautiful website for any endeavor you are starting. So start. Go for it. You've got this. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/circletime to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
happen to first?
Me.
Okay, so when, like, I'm assuming you called.
Yeah, I texted her, like, immediately and was like, like holy shit.
But your fiance's name is Marty?
Yeah, Matt.
We can call him Matt here. Matt. His name's Matt.
His name is Matt. It's just at work, like, everyone has a nickname. You know what I mean?
Got it.
Yes.
Can I call you guys Rhea and Fran here as well?
Yeah.
Okay. We actually prefer Maria and Francesca. No, we work at a place where literally everybody has
a nickname.
And fake names.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, nothing even remotely close to, like, what their real names are.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I was not expecting you to say Matt.
Yeah, his name's Matt.
Okay, so Matt, was he, after they called, was he like, what the fuck? Like, was he kind of, like,
Tell on his face, it was like, oh, fuck. Like,
yeah.
Like, we talked about it after, and he was like, I obviously could not change anything. Like, he had this plan at a whole entire place that was, like, booked out.
Yeah.
He had family fly in, like, my cousin who lives in Florida, who's, like, my best friend, like, fly in.
Right.
Like, my whole, like, threw a surprise party in my backyard with, like, all of our extended family members. And he was like, I couldn't, like, change my plan.
No.
And I don't think anybody would expect him to change the plan.
Yeah. Because
he was like, I'd been planning this for so
long.
Of
course.
Like, I can't.
Yeah.
And like,
they had the same idea too, right? Like, when I told Joe, like, I knew Rhea was getting engaged, afterwards he told me the same exact thing. Like, he was like, oh fuck. Like, I flew to Florida. I talked to your parents. This is my grandmother's ring. She's like, I put the wheels were in motion with Mima to get the ring. Like, everything's like, we were moving. Like, there was, there were two trains. Like, neither, we could not stop.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it makes sense. It's like, it's something like they plan a lot for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, but then you start to freak out.
Like, my grandma would have truly.
She
like, my grandma
would have
been like, you're not getting the ring.
She would have killed
him. If Joe was like, if he changed. Yeah,
if
Joe was like, oh, actually, like, I'm going to push it back a couple months, she would have been like, you're not getting the ring.
Yeah.
Like, she was already, she was already being like, if he wants this ring, the clock is ticking.
She was,
she
was on it.
Yeah, she was. She was on it for sure.
Well, I'm glad then he stuck to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We both are.
Yeah.
No, I think it was so much fun, like, when we came back from our respective vacations and, like, you know, you, like, got to spend so much time with your family in Italy and, like, such a beautiful vacation.
If I had to go back, I would have changed that.
Yeah, that was
funny. Love them all so much.
That. Yeah.
But, like,
you guys.
The first weekend was so fun. And then, like, afterwards, I'm wanting to keep. Hey, I'm like, this is my trip. Like, I'm trying to make.
100%.
This is about me.
Yeah.
And, like, it got to the point where my sister was like, all right, how many times are we going to toast to them getting engaged? Like, it's, you know, it's over.
Oh my God.
I'm on family vacation now. And I was like, you know what?
Suck it up.
Yeah.
Like, after a little bit into it, Joe, we were, like, going to bed, and Joe was like, you know, I'm glad I did this way, but I kind of wish I, like, said, hey, on, you know, Tuesday, Fran and I are going to pop over to this other resort by ourselves and we'll see you on the plane home.
Yeah.
Which would have been nice,
but it was still beautiful.
It was great.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah.
We went on, like, just us two. He had booked a surprise vacation in St. Martin at this, like, really beautiful resort. We went to St. Bart's for a day. It was, like, the best vacation hands down I've ever been on, and the most relaxed, because we didn't, like, post about getting engaged that entire week. Like, I wasn't on social media at all. I actually had, like, some other stuff happen. My sister found out she was pregnant. Like,
oh my God.
Basically, like, right before I got engaged, and then she thought that she had, like, lost a baby same week, and it was a crazy time. She's great now, pregnant, like, everything is fine.
Okay.
I've actually never talked about that, and she might, I don't know, but I think it's okay.
Okay,
I think it's okay
great
now. Yeah,
but it was like a crazy, like, weekend in general, and they know, like, my family didn't tell me that was happening until the day after that I got engaged, because they wanted, you know what I mean? There was just a lot happening.
That's a lot.
So we just, like, you know, off social media, off my phone, majority of the trip.
Which
and, like,
also
really,
just nice,
like,
to, like,
got
enjoy
to soak
things.
In, like, a vacation with each other, which was just so cool. And then, like, the best part was coming back on Monday when we recorded the podcast, where we were like, we're engaged, and it, like, looked like we got engaged to each other.
I was, like, kind of, like, stoked. I was like, this is the moment we've all been waiting for.
And there were people that were like, wait, they're dating? Like, which was so funny.
We were asked that last night, too. We were at an event, and we both, like, said the words, we're engaged to, like, Rhea was talking to a girl on her left. I was talking to a girl on my right. And we both said, like, oh, we're engaged, like, at the same time. And somebody across the table was like, to each other, or,
oh my,
like,
God.
And we're like, oh, no, to our, you know, fiance is, like, and he was like, just, you know, just at, you know,
you really never know.
You never know.
No, it was so funny. Yep. But,
No, we... We definitely didn't really think about that. And then when we looked at the pictures and like we decorated the studio and like the caption was like, they're engaged. Yeah. And
I was like, whoa, they really threw us for a loop. Yeah. We had no idea they were dating each other.
And they both got rings.
Yeah. We gave them to each other.
Yeah.
Well, it was so funny.
It's just so exciting. Has planning alongside each other been fun, or have there been anything that you guys, like, one of you has said that you wanted to do, and then the other one was like, I actually also was gonna.
No, because
we're
contrary to what people may think, we are not getting married on like back to back days.
Yeah, no, right. We're getting married like with a good time in between.
It's spaced out and different vibes.
Way different.
You know, like I'm doing more like beachy vibe, I guess you could say. Yeah. Beachy, like outdoor vibe. Yours is outdoor. Indoor, outdoor.
Like, but I don't know how to describe it. Like, yeah. It's not beachy, but.
But in like the New York area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Long Island. People think I'm getting married on Long Island. Yeah, it's not Long Island. But like, it's just different feels. Yeah. And also, like, I think our planning experience is a lot different as well.
Yeah.
Like, we're both going about it in a different way.
Right.
Which is nice because I feel like it gives us time to like be there for each other during our times.
Right.
Like, it's like, okay, I'm getting married first. So like we're doing that. And then once that like flips, it'll be
right.
Like, which I think is like, I'll turn to her.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
good.
You know,
that's
so
good.
We're not totally planning. Like, we're not getting married like a month apart where it's like, okay,
like
we
your
have
bachelor
to,
and then her bachelor.
Our bachelorettes are like back to back. It'll be a good space.
I think is so important because Fran is getting married first 2024. I'm getting married in spring 2025.
Okay.
My brother is getting married in the fall of 2024.
Okay.
My sister's having a baby in 2024.
Yeah.
Fran's getting married in 2024.
Yeah.
So like there was just a lot of things happening. And I was like, I want to be able to give my all to everybody in my life.
Right.
And not have people have to worry about my event. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be there for Fran and her bachelorette and like give it my all and like make it the best thing ever and like just totally like dive into like her wedding and my brother's wedding and like my sister having a baby and then like our
and
time.
Then, and then you'll be able to enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's easier.
And she is very like empathetic. And so I feel like she puts herself out there for her friends and her family. So it's like, when you are completed, like doing those things, you're going to feel so great. And then it'll be so much easier to like actually put yourself first. Cause you'd be like, all right, you guys are all taking care of
me.
And I put my all in it. And now I have no problem being like, this is my time.
Yeah. I just want to be able to be there for everybody. Cause I feel like I get so like, I overthink everything where I'm like, was I not like there enough? Like, was I, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Like, totally. I feel like something I get in my head about a lot is like not actually being present for like certain situations. And I'll like leave a situation and be like, what was I doing the whole time I was there?
Yeah.
Like, did I tell people like I'm happy I was there enough? Or like, did I say enough? And so like, I feel like to give yourself that time, it'll be really good. Mm.
This is so cheesy, but I was talking about this the other day and I feel like it's kind of like on that theme where I've been thinking lately. I'm like, if you have a compliment in your head about somebody, say it to them.
Totally.
Like, you have to say it to them.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people that like walk around, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's like people think things about, right?
Yeah.
Like they could be thinking, I love her shirt. I love this.
All
whatever.
The time.
And they
don't say it.
And so now I've been telling myself, like, say it. Like whatever comes to your head, say it. Like don't be afraid. You know, because you get like shy. You're like thinking it in your head.
Right.
And so the other day we were at a restaurant and this waitress had the coolest nail color. I was like, that was like your nails. I was like, I'm going to tell her nail color. And she was like, gave such a great answer about her nail color. And I was like, what a great conversation we just had.
So
like
nice.
It just opened up. Like she was like, you know, we don't really get to express ourselves enough in this restaurant. You know, we have to be very buttoned up and wear a uniform. And this is the best way I can like really express who I am. And I was like,
wow,
that's beautiful.
This just opened up like such a great conversation.
Yeah, right. But it also could like, someone could be like, thanks.
Yeah. Right, you know, they could not care at all.
Yeah,
too.
Like I feel like sometimes I've said something to someone and they're like, okay,
yeah,
cool, I smell good. That's weird. Like all of a sudden I'm like, okay, never mind.
Yeah. You're like, I never complimenting anybody ever again.
Also telling people when they smell good. Yeah. You know, like if you have a good scent, like I'm always like, you smell amazing.
Yeah, I notice you do that. You're like, you really appreciate a good
really
scent.
I really appreciate a scent. Because
it's so nice to
even
hear
when we meet like to you. Girls mm-hmm. that listen to our show.
Yeah.
Like when we do our live shows and stuff and we do like the meet and greet before, I feel like I'm constantly like hugging people and being like, you smell amazing. Yeah. You smell amazing.
Yeah. I mean, that's like one of my favorite compliments mm-hmm. to get. Yes. So like if I smell someone, you got to tell them.
Totally.
You have to.
I feel like that's because it's such a thing that people like think about all the time. Like if someone forgot to wear deodorant and then they're thinking so much about the fact that they forgot to wear deodorant and then someone says that they smell good, it's like you just made their day.
What about if they smell bad though? You tell them?
No. Actually, I was talking to someone about this yesterday. I was like, I would never just like tell you that you smell bad. But if you were like, hey, do I smell bad? I wouldn't lie.
Yeah. You'd be like, it's not good.
I would say like, yeah, put deodorant on.
Yeah.
Maybe
it's a body spray.
Fresh it up a little bit.
Yeah. Just go put some water on your
pits.
Nothing
wrong with that. Happens to everybody.
Yep. Just go. But I would never be like soap and some paper towel and
yeah. I would never just volunteer that information.
No.
No, you can't.
That's like I would either.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. I don't believe anybody who would say, although, you don't smell good.
It depends on like somebody, if it's one of my like best friends and they don't realize, mm-hmm. I may be like, well, I just need to let you know.
There are different,
But I'm not telling a stranger or anybody that they don't smell good.
Right.
Because, well, you tell a stranger that they might smell good, though. Yes, but, like, you wouldn't just tell someone that they smell bad. Mm, I would tell my friend if we were around other people and I was like,
yeah,
you stink a little bit.
There's like tears to it. Like, like if you're sitting on the couch, you're like, you fucking stink. You know what I mean? Like that, I could see that coming out of my mouth. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Really? That delivery?
Like maybe if it was somebody I was it depends who. You know what I'm saying? It depends also the mood. Like if we're in a giggly mood, that might just come out of my mouth.
Right.
Like we're joking, having a good time. Oh my God, you fucking stink. Yeah. You know?
Can you imagine the mood shift?
Just say it with a smile. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, if you're laughing while you say it, like no one could get upset about that.
And they may think you're kidding, but you know.
Right.
So as everybody knows, Cody and I are about to welcome our first baby, and we are obviously so excited and can't wait. But we know that we are about to be busier than ever before, and we're going to need some helping hands, more than just a couple. And Thrive Market will be my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market that ships directly to your doorstep. They are on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. And they really are my lifeline year round, but especially in this newborn chaos, I just know how helpful Thrive Market is going to be. They save me so much time that I would have spent waiting in long grocery store lines or running out last minute for whatever it is, like more paper towels or anything like that. They're not only a time saver, but they also save me money. I have saved over 30% on my grocery bill since switching to Thrive Market. They really are my go-to for all grocery and household essentials. All my favorite snacks and daily supplements are on Thrive, like the Purely Elizabeth granola that I like. They have the good Ezekiel bread, the oat milk, the Khalifa oat milk I like, and I get my collagen powder and probiotic supplements on Thrive Market as well. They really have such great snack options and like healthy, good snacks, and I just love it. On top of saving 30% on my grocery bill, Thrive Market has a deal page that changes daily. It gives me cash back on all my favorite brands, and they have a price match guarantee. The cherry on top is that when you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. So you join and they give. Join in on the savings with Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/circletime for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. Who doesn't love a free $60 gift? That's thrivemarket.com/circletime. thrivemarket.com/circletime. All right, sweet circlers. It's a new year, and that means there are new opportunities to make connections. I know it's exciting, and I know when it comes to dating, it can be tough to put yourself out there and just like know where to begin, and it's scary, but we're doing it, and I'm encouraging you all to get out there and try it out, and that's why I'm excited about Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. As you all know, I am a married woman. But if I were single today, Hinge would be the app for me. You know, there's just so many ways to personalize it and make it feel like you and feel like you can like find someone who gets you. I also hear amazing things from friends that it is the app to use if you're trying to date intentionally. Hinge is a perfect dating app for the new year if you're ready to put your best foot forward, go beyond the surface, and express your personality and meet people who are on the same page. I love helping my friends update their profiles and find new pictures and answer new prompts and all of that stuff. And the new year is the perfect time to change up your profile and put yourself out there.
I love this so much because I just think that it's great. You can tell if someone actually gets you or gets your sense of humor or has a sense of humor themselves or is into the same things as you. And it's just so nice to like skip the, like I said, small talk and really just actually see if you could get along with someone.
Manifest the dating experience you want this year. Download Hinge and find someone worth deleting the app for.
But I think it's different. Like if you have something in your teeth.
Oh, have to tell somebody.
Then you would tell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I look in the mirror and I have something in my teeth and I've been talking with my friends the whole time, I'm like,
I'll never speak to them again.
No, it's so offensive of you.
I told
it's
this.
It's like, how many people have I spoken to that I totally thought loved and like looked out
no, she
for
gets
me?
Mad. She gets sometimes mad because never. And I do tell you, mm-hmm. but even like she'll notice the tiniest little thing.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, oh my God, we just recorded the whole podcast. You didn't tell me I had something in my fucking teeth. And I'm like zooming in. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I could not, from where right. I was sitting, I could not see that teeny tiny morsel
yeah.
on like the side that nobody yeah. was going to see.
Right.
Wait, you told the best story though, on our podcast.
What is it?
It wasn't about something in my teeth, but I literally had this happen to me over the summer where.
This summer?
Yes. Okay. This past summer where we were at my friend's house and I was having a conversation with a guy that, you know, way back when we like kind of dated.
Okay.
It was like a labeled thing. But,
right.
And we're friends and we're having a conversation and he was like, I have to tell you,
no,
like
I'm scared.
You have a booger like hanging out of
Stop.
Your nose, basically.
Stop it.
And I was like, you know what? Thanks. No. But then I was like, it went on for far too long. And now Reese telling it in the moment, I tried to tell myself like, this is not mortifying.
Right.
So like, I really talked myself out of being mortified.
Yeah.
And then when I retell it, I'm like, oh my God, because literally like I couldn't get it. He was like, still there.
No. Oh, you had to like excuse yourself.
No, I excused myself to go to the bathroom and like fully had to like blow my nose. But like came back out and I tried to just laugh about it. And I like walked out. I was like, is it gone? Like, can you look up my nose now? He's like, no, you're good. But yeah, because then we were like, you know, that can be a sensitive one too. And they're like, hey, you got a little boogie.
A little something.
I feel like I don't know. I'm like,
the booger one, I think is the most sensitive.
Because I would be embarrassed.
It is the most embarrassing one for sure.
But then you also would be embarrassed if you like went and looked in the mirror after you were talking to this guy.
Yeah.
And
you're like, oh my God, I had a booger the entire time.
Exactly.
How long were you trying to get it out in front of him?
Too long.
Like, were you like finger in or were you just doing a lot of like brushes across?
I kind of like gave myself like a little like hand guard and was like wiping and then, and I just had no idea. And we were in like a big group setting. There were other people around us, but just the two of us were like having a conversation.
Right.
And then I was like, okay, now I just have to actually go. Because sometimes it's, you know, it's a cute little something and you can just give it a rub and it's, and it's gone.
It's cute.
Your boogies are cute.
Yeah,
this one wasn't cute, I guess.
No,
you know,
there's no way you would
problem.
Have an ugly boogie. They would
I
only
can't
be cute.
Imagine it being ugly.
No, it was a real problem. So.
No.
But I also was like, you know what? Fine. Thanks for letting me know. You know?
It is sweet that he said something, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'm really sorry.
Or really bold at the same time.
I mean.
It was in the morning and it was like everybody was. It was like an early day, but a day where we knew we were going to be out and about in town. And so everybody was like kind of starting to have like morning cocktails, early afternoon cocktails, I would say. It was like noon. So we're having mimosas and stuff. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm just going to pretend like maybe I was a little tipsy and this is just how it went.
That's a good scenario for it.
Yeah.
It's probably and honestly, the most ideal. Like,
you know what's also annoying is it's a funny story and I laugh telling it, but then I also am like, I hate telling stories about this guy.
Like giving him the satisfaction. Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah. Totally. The keys even in the repertoire. Totally.
He was not the main word? He wasn't the main character.
No, he was not. He was not. He was not. He does like
Repertoire.
He he is not in my repertoire of
repertoire.
Telling stories.
Repertoire. Repertoire.
Yeah.
Is it is it French?
Listen, you're asking the wrong girl.
Has to be.
I've never used it.
That might have been my first.
It was good though. You should have just stuck with it.
No, I did, but nobody heard it. So I had to
I heard it, but I was like, she used repertoire. Right. She's I'd be like,
repertoire. You guys hear that? That right?
We've been experimenting with using new words.
I have been experimenting new words. It's not my forte.
Like what? Forte?
Yeah.
You hear that one?
That was a good one. That rolled off the tongue.
That one just threw that one out there.
Do you have any others?
No, well, we talked about this the other day. Like, I realized once I learned my words, that's it. I don't want to
expand them.
New lingo. She's like, I will never start to use new words.
Like I don't want to pick new up cool on the kid new, words. I don't want to pick up on the new lingo.
Like, do you mean like the trendy lingo?
Yeah, like slay, like stuff like that. Like, yeah. That's not coming out of my mouth.
Right.
Like, it's just, there's a ton. There's a ton of new ones lately.
Bet. Well, there's a lot.
Bet is old. Bet came out when I was in high school.
I can't.
And it's not like I've ever
rolled off the tongue for me.
Got like a resurgence.
I bet. Like,
No, I can never. Like, if you heard me say, no.
No. I bet.
I bet.
Oh, gosh. Bet.
I don't even know how I would use it.
Bet.
Oh, bet. I actually have no clue. There are so many things like bet. That I hear on TikTok now. And I'm like, if I tried to say that, I would sound 800 years old.
Correct. It's mortifying when you try and to throw it out there and then everyone's like, what did you just say?
No, right. Totally. Like, also even like slay, like sometimes someone will be like, will say slay to me and I'm like, yes, slay.
That's
like,
what
like, I'm like, do I say it back? Like, do you?
Yes, thank you, slay.
Yeah. Slay to you.
Oh, thank
slay
you. Back.
My sister says it like literally every other word and I just, it's, she's 5 years younger than I am, and I'm just like, oh, thanks.
It's like, sometimes I'm like, I don't know that that should have been used there.
Well, it's just, she uses it for multiple different, it's like, either, you know, in the traditional form of like, you're slaying, you know, looks great, but also like, she'll be like, okay, slay, like, sounds good.
Yeah, I think like, slay, like, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, be there in 10, slay.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that's just, it's not going to be me. It's,
no,
it can't be me.
I think we're even aging ourselves by how much we're talking about slay. Like, I think we're like,
wait,
late
that's actually so true. What are other things that people are saying?
Okay, like, I don't
kids,
even
Marshall,
know.
What are the kids saying these days?
Yes, that's what we asked Jordan too.
Well, slay and bet are huge.
Yeah,
I could never say bet.
Riz.
It like took me you can like use that seamlessly in a sentence and no one would be like, what?
I'd say slay, bet, riz, lit, all of it.
Lit.
Lit's Riz. Old. Lit is old.
I know, but I can't say it.
Yeah, I'm never like, that's lit.
No.
No. That was last night.
That's honestly,
lit. Honestly, lit. I don't know. If I said, if I said Riz, like, seriously to someone in a sentence, like, they would be like, I'm so sorry. What did you just, what was the word that just came out of your mouth?
He rizzed her up.
It took me a while to actually, like, ask somebody, like, someone, please tell me what that means.
Well, have you seen on Love Island Games that sign in the back that's like,
what does it say? I think it says rizzed up.
What about dub?
Dub?
Yeah.
Is that like
for W?
Like, oh, W?
You just won. You're winning.
Oh, I feel like that's old too. See, here's the
first thing that came to my mind was Buffalo Wild Wings when he said that.
Yeah.
Like B-dubs.
I feel like there's old words that like were popular that are now like making they discovered them, but they didn't.
Those Love Island gamers say those words seamlessly also.
That's true. It rolls off
the tongue.
I just
don't think I'd be able to have like a conversation, like speaking for Love Island Games and like you're talking with a guy and he's like, I bet that's lit. Like,
it happens all the time. And I'm like,
I am so.
They're speaking
out
a different language.
Right. I would be like,
the Love Island US people speak an entirely different language. Like, the UK people, I relate to what they're saying more than I do the US people.
Well, it's funny because when I'm watching Love Island, like the Love Island games, which is like the US, UK, Australia, if you haven't watched it, I really like it.
I love it.
But I watch so much Love Island UK.
Yeah.
That they actually do kind of speak another language. Like they use terms that we don't use here. Mm-hmm. And I so much more understand what they're saying.
Totally.
Like lip-sync.
Yeah.
For like kissing. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, well, they're lip-sync actually. Yeah. So like mm-hmm. But if someone was like, they're, I don't even know what someone from the US would say.
About kissing?
Hooking up, making out.
Making out.
Do people say making out? Do people say making out still?
Oh, yo, they're they're mackin'.
Mackin'.
I don't know.
Snogging. That rolls off the tongue for me.
But it even feels like the UK people have moved on from snogging. Like nobody says it even.
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging.
Great movie. Lip sync. I don't even know what they say
that now. Feels like something you would know. Like definitely came out like.
That was our.
What's it called?
Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. It was a
that
book.
Sounds fun.
It's a Nickelodeon.
It's our era for sure.
Mm-hmm. I forgot. You guys are like what, 2 years younger than me probably?
We're close. I'm 29.
Okay.
She's 26. Mm.
Oh, nice. don't look at me like that.
Must be nice. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Well, I was having this conversation too. Sometimes I just forget that I'm the oldest in our little work group. And I'm like, people ask me how old I am. In my head, I think 27, but 29 comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
I just would never, because sometimes I get like annoyed sometimes you'll call yourself old. And I'm like, what are you talking? Like, it's just not old at all.
29 is also just a really weird age.
But I'm really mad when anybody in their like, from 25 to 35 or even whatever, they're like, I'm so old. Like, no.
I actually, like, I'll say, like, you're I'm not. Old, like, as a joke. Yeah. I don't actually think I'm old.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes I'm talking to someone and I'm like, oh, I'm old.
Well, yeah.
In another world. Yeah.
I'm older than you.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what I feel sometimes. Like, there will be some things
but
on
like,
TikTok.
But, like, if I'm going to say lit... I'm too old for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I cannot describe something as lit because I am too old.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
No, totally
you
fine.
It's like a fine line of like you have to be self-aware enough.
Yeah.
Because like I always hear about this with like I'm some like maybe it was like Cody's mom was like, I don't want to wear something that like makes me look too young, but I don't want to wear something that makes me look too old. Like I want to wear something that's like age appropriate. And I was like, oh, you can wear whatever you want. But now I'm like, I don't even want to say lit because I feel like I'm too. And I think it's just like the same thing.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. It's like about having the self-awareness of like, this isn't for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think about that with clothes all the time too. Because I like put on an outfit, I'll be like, am I wearing this because I actually like it or am I wearing it because it makes me look like a Gen Z TikToker?
Totally. Like, I'm like, when am I going to stop wearing crop tops?
Yeah.
Can't stop. I'm addicted
to
it.
No.
Even with the pregnancy, I'm like, well, every shirt's just a crop top now and I'm not trying to change it.
I love that though. Like, I love the crop top look like it's, when you're pregnant.
It's fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, okay. And then after?
Right.
And then when I'm at preschool with my son? Crop top? Yes? Yeah, no? I guess we'll never know.
I think it's still plays.
Yeah. I was like, I can't buy a new wardrobe.
No.
All I have is crop tops. What am I supposed to do? Invest? Yeah. Invest in long shirts?
In
I have to save my money for my t-shirt?
Yeah.
No. Sorry. I'm just like a giving mom. No, I have to give all my money to my kid.
I haven't bought like a long t-shirt in a long time.
But now I'm like looking online and I'm like... Why are these all crop tops?
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck. Oh my God, what's happening? I'm looking. This is like this shirt that I'm wearing, I was like, this is a long shirt.
Yeah.
And then I put it on this morning and I was like, no, it's not. I was driving and it was just fully up here.
It's just out.
Yeah.
It's free.
I'm surprised it hasn't come out since I've been sitting here. But anyway.
You got it tucked in your crisscross.
I'm all side-in. Side-in. What the fuck am I even talking about?
How are you feeling? We haven't talked about you
totally
yet.
Totally fine. We don't have to talk about me. That's not the
point. But we want to hear about you.
I'm
She'll
so
tell
good.
Us tomorrow.
I am good. I'm fine. I'm chilling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pregnant and it's been good. So I'm feeling good, but.
She said, I want to count the amount of times you said, I'm good. I'm good.
Because it's like, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, this is a great day. And then sometimes I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. And today was one of those.
Yeah. And that's totally okay. You should allow yourself to have that. You
know? I do. There's no choice really because it just kind of like comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good. Everything's good. Actually, when people are listening, I am on maternity leave.
Woo-hoo. Mm.
So the baby has probably arrived.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Listening in the... future in the past.
Hello, future me and the baby.
There really is nothing like the new year. You know, the feeling of like a fresh start, a clean slate. You're setting some new goals. You're trying new things. I don't know. I just love it. And this year, a goal of mine is to really prioritize my own mental health and make sure that I am mentally strong and healthy so that I can be the best mom and wife and friend and daughter that I can possibly be. I also want to learn how to better cope with stress and the chaos of life, because there's going to be a lot of that going on. And I am just so lucky to have found Cerebral, the perfect place for me and anyone who has set a goal to focus on their mental health to start. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free zone. You'll get an expert clinician working alongside you to craft a treatment plan that is tailored to your individual goals. Whether you're looking for therapy, medication management, or both, Cerebral has you covered. Cerebral also takes the worry away from finding the right provider and scheduling appointments. Don't have to worry about that anymore. They bring it all to you wherever you need it. To get started on your path toward better mental health, Cerebral is giving our listeners 15% off their first month of online therapy, medication, or both. Get started at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code CircleTime. That's Cerebral, Cerebral.com/podcast and use code CircleTime to get 15% off your first month. Make 2024 your best year yet. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. See site for details.
But since this is going to be in the new year, I actually had a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you'll be able to answer it off the top of your head, because I consider you pop culture connoisseurs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good word.
We're so French today.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Wow. Yeah. You know? Yeah, but I do. You guys know a lot, and I feel like I have very similar opinions to most things that you say. I can't think of a time I've disagreed.
There has not to be something.
There has, yeah, I'm sure. But like, I usually we're on the same page.
Yes.
Yep.
What would you say, looking at 2023, have been like the craziest things that you wouldn't have expected to happen in pop culture?
Oh, well, immediately.
I mean, we're living it right now.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey.
Like, we're living it for sure.
Yeah.
Like, what? This is like, it's like so exciting. I cannot get enough of it.
And I just
don't think anybody expected
it. Even
happened. When it came out, like, they might be talking. Yeah. I was like, I would support
God,
this.
I hope future them is still together.
Right, right.
I know. I think about that all the time, because like, it's all I want to talk about. But I'm like, these episodes are coming out. I'm thinking they're actually...
They could be married
better than ever.
Yeah, that's, I would like to put that energy out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Rhea it's so good to see Rhea that they're still planning thriving. Their engagement. Yeah. If she wants to call
us, we've been planning their engagement and their wedding more than we've been planning our own wedding.
Have you? What are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking she gets like presidential level Secret Service to help her have her wedding at her beautiful Rhode Island mansion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Outdoor.
I just feel like you'd be able to peek in too much. You know, they have to go into like the middle of the woods.
I think they're gonna.
I think I said she screams outdoor wedding to me. She does.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that. I don't think she screams wedding.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's gonna be a whole thing.
But I feel like Travis would want, you know, like the Kelsey side.
I think would want a
wedding.
And also with
what would Jason say?
Right. With everything that's happening right now with them, like I feel like they're like, we want to like, you know, exclaim our love to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I guess we'll see. I would agree that it's like one of the most surprising things to happen.
Yeah.
I think her kind of just like the trajectory of Taylor Swift in 2023 has been so surprising, because I thought Joe...
Yeah.
Was Endgame.
I mean, that all happened like very, very close together. The breakup, Maddie Healy, Travis Kelsey, all in the matter of like 6 months.
Yeah, it's all happened this year.
Yeah.
Or in 2023. Yeah. And so it's like, it's just, that would have not been on my,
you know,
my bingo card.
I thought it was Joe
also,
but now it's, isn't it so crazy that it's, you were like, thought it was Joe, and now seeing a complete opposite relationship, I'm like, no, this is it. How dare I even think Joe was good for her in the first place?
How dare I even once liked the man?
Right? Seriously.
Like, now I see him and I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
What have you ever done?
Seriously. They way to not support her ever.
Yeah. You're great.
Yeah.
No, I know. I can't.
I can't believe
with
it
Joe.
That we were like, oh, this
I was
guy,
so
he's
sad.
It's so nice they keep the relationship so private. He respects her so much. lies.
Yeah, no, because now it's kind of like becoming noticeable that he was the one who wanted to keep it so private, yeah, because she has not been very private with this. Like,
right,
they're screaming it from the mountaintops.
And yeah, nothing during this,
this
time.
This is crazy,
like,
that
Swifties
this is
going to
air in 2024 because it is November 2023 yeah, right now.
Well, what can I say? We work very far ahead here in Circle Time.
Swifties in 2023, also just like the tweets and everything, have been so funny. And Joe has been Joe has been the butt of the joke.
Yeah.
Big time. And I've been laughing.
Me too. Oh, me too.
I've been laughing.
But I'm like scared to I just hope that we're not thinking about Travis in the same way in a few months.
Right, right. No, Rhea actually said, did you say this publicly or to us?
About how he can't break up.
Yeah, you said it on the show.
Yeah, I said it on the show, like when it was first starting. Oh, I mean, it's all gone so fast. But I was like, he can't break up with her and she can't break up with him, because either way, it's not going to be good for him. If she breaks up with him, it's going to be like, what was wrong with him? Mm-hmm. And if he breaks up with her, it's going to be like, how dare you?
Yeah, but we also have, we never actually know how things play
out. We never know who breaks up with who, but I just think they'll know it ended. You know what I'm saying?
You're saying like when it ends.
If it ends.
It's not going to be good for him.
Unless she is like, guys, totally cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, cool, whatever. But then if the songs start coming out and there's details in the song, because that's what happens.
Yeah.
Then people pick up like, oh no, what did he do?
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Nobody's happier right now.
But I think they're getting married. So.
Yeah, same. And nobody's happier than her dad. Like, her dad
makes me want to cry.
Her dad had to go from
amazing,
faking being interested in these British
artists.
I said freaks the other day.
Either one.
Yeah.
These British
hand in hand,
artsy fartsy guys.
Yeah.
And like, you know, Joe Alwyn, British like theater guy. And Matty Healy, yuck.
Freak.
And now he's just like he can finally live that dream of like elbowing the guy and being like, you catch that game?
Totally.
Also, you play great.
He's a big guy. Like,
I thought that too. He's tall.
Right.
I mean, Taylor's tall.
So it's like, it makes sense. Yeah. But Travis Kelce is a big boy.
Right. I've never thought about Scott Swift's
takes
height
over my
until
dreams.
Now.
Mm-hmm. Travis Kelce's size. I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
He's a big boy.
Big beefy tree of a man what Hillary Burton from
One Tree Hill.
Yes, she loves this pairing, and she tweets about it. And she tweeted like she called him big old beefy tree of a man.
Oh my God, that's so descriptive. Yeah, but she's not
and, like
wrong.
Describes him perfectly.
But seeing her dad next to him, I'm like, oh, he's also like a tall guy.
Yeah, well, it would mean she's so tall, so it's like, you know, where did it come from?
I know, and she can just enjoy him. And I hope that
Enjoy him. Believe me, the
way that we have seen the pictures and videos, and every time like our first thoughts are like, we're like, look at her in her heels nuzzling into him.
Yeah.
Like, he never gets to
I
do
know.
That.
It's true. Did you see the tweet that was like, for the first time, Taylor Swift is going to sleep tonight as the little spoon?
Yeah. Oh my God, that is so true.
Can you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah.
She just feels like so cute with him.
Yeah. She's just a little girl.
Yeah.
Gosh.
She doesn't want to feel like that, I don't think.
I know. I can't even remember like what else happened this year. Did anything happen?
No, I mean, like there was like a lot of like I feel like the Vanderpump stuff
was really big.
That was big.
Scandoval was huge.
Yeah.
A lot of breakups.
Yeah.
There was like a lot of breakups and a lot of engagements at the same time.
A lot of like Bravo stuff that happened. I think everyone, you know, Bravo like really amped up in the year 2023.
Yeah, Scandival definitely has got to be.
Yeah.
That'll be like at the top of all those lists that come out at the end of the year.
Right.
That was crazy. And like, I mean, even.
Just as a study of like why the world cared so much too, you know?
Totally.
But even if you're just a Bravo fan in general, like the Real Housewives, like Kyle and Mauricio or Southern Charm or like things like that. Like it's just a lot going on in Bravo. I mean, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner.
That's a big one. I was not into that, but I think it works all of a sudden.
Same. I came around to it as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, she looks like the best she has ever had in my like there's something going on with her hair that I'm like, this is the most perfect hair. Like I've been noticing that about Kylie Jenner lately.
Yeah.
Her hair is looking luscious and
she's just
beautiful
her,
curls.
Her best self with,
and I just want to
Timmy Tim.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
that is
maybe.
True.
Maybe what needed like Taylor Swift needed they needed to just role reverse.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Now like Kylie's with like the theater guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she wasn't really with an athlete before, so
yeah.
But I don't know. Now I just feel like Timothée Chalamet is so like artsy.
Definitely. I mean, it's complete opposite of anybody. And no matter what you take, even if you know you're doing it, you always subconsciously take characteristics from your partner.
Right.
And it like becomes a part of you and you don't even really know that you're doing it.
Right.
And if it's somebody who is super opposite of you, like, I think she's taking some, getting some things from him.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, compared to
Travis
her hair
Scott,
looks great.
I agree.
Seriously.
I agree. I
like,
think
they have been not, they have like the most toxic people.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
And so I think they have to go full, flip it around.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen in 2024? Is there anything that you hope happens? Mm-hmm. Even if it's like Rihanna finally releasing new music.
I do think that is going
to
happen.
I definitely want that to happen. Like, I really want that to happen.
I don't know. She keeps saying it. Or the internet
like,
keeps saying it.
Huge ASAP Rocky, Rihanna fan.
Yeah.
Like, both of them separately yeah. and mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. So they make me really happy. So I'd really like something from Rihanna there. But yeah. no pressure to her, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. when you have a $1 billion business.
Yeah.
Who's to tell you that you need to release music?
Right.
I understand why you're not.
Yeah.
You just had two kids.
Right.
You have a $1 billion makeup business. If you don't want to release music, you know what? Tell us to fuck off.
But also,
which she has multiple times.
Yeah. she will.
Yeah. And thank you.
But I think it's like nothing good is going to come if you feel like pressured to do it. Like sometimes if I'm like, this week isn't crazy. I can't vlog. Like if I try to vlog, my videos turn out like shit.
Yeah.
And so it's like, maybe she's just not in the zone. And like everybody always says, my vlogs are exactly like Rihanna's music.
Yeah, yeah. They go hand in hand.
Yeah, they're the exact same thing. So
you're like, some days I don't feel like vlogging, just like Rihanna's
music.
You can't rush perfection.
No,
that's what I always say.
Exactly. Although, you know, as I whisper, like, it's been like a lot of years.
But here's the thing. No, I know. I'm like, okay, but 2016.
Right.
Like when I listened to that last album, I'm like, the shit that I was going through when I was listening to that album is not the same shit now. So I'd love to get new memories.
And also ASAP Rocky hasn't either. So it's like, I know you guys are having a great time, but
you're
having babies.
You're making babies, but neither of you want to work.
I think she's
like
working.
Kim Kardashian, like nobody wants to get up and work. That's why we just sit and talk
on a
like,
podcast. Not like as she's coming out with like something new.
No,
for,
I know.
Yeah,
they're great.
The
they're great.
Yeah.
Seriously,
yeah, she's like a billionaire.
Seriously,
now.
Don't listen to me, Rihanna and ASAP. You guys are way better off.
You guys are doing amazing. We just miss you.
That's it.
So
we just
much.
Miss you.
Yeah.
I'm also excited for, you know, really sticking on that topic of people getting back to work.
Yeah.
For my shows to come back.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
2024, like.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
Please, give me my cable television back again.
Yeah.
I miss it.
What are you most excited for a new season of?
All my Chicago shows. I watch all the Chicago shows on
that
NBC.
I couldn't have pictured you saying something less random.
No, I
like, that was the most random
Anatomy.
Thing you were ever going to say. Like,
it was so not
still
random
on
to me because I hear her talk about these shows
all
the time.
Like,
I really
Chicago
appreciate
shows
that
also,
about you,
every
friend.
Season
really
ends on a cliffhanger. It's like somebody either may be dead, maybe this fire finally killed this person, maybe this happened. And it's been months and months now.
Right.
Where
I will
I've
say,
had to wait for them to go back to work.
Those shows come up on my TikTok, like clips of them, and I'm always watching.
Yeah.
So
that's because they're great.
It is good. But there has been a lot, like the summer I turned pretty. I've been waiting for that to.
Well, you just watch these
ton
people,
of shows like, that like
get back.
I mean, Euphoria. It's like, they're going to be
forgot about that.
They're going to be grown.
Well, that's
up.
Why we're going to feel it. Like,
like what
we don't
year
feel it
are
yet.
They picking up in?
Yeah, we don't feel it yet. But when we finally see these shows like actually going back to film, it'll be like, oh, now we have a whole nother like year plus for them to come
out. Right, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
I don't think I think like you guys will both be married before.
I know.
Before Euphoria comes out.
Yeah, before any of these shows.
Yeah.
The Wicked. Who knows when the Wicked musical is going to come out?
Right.
That may get pushed even more.
Wait, I'm actually really excited for that.
Wait, same.
Speaking of shocking things that happened in 2023, Ariana Grande dating SpongeBob.
True.
I could not agree more. Ariana Grande getting divorced. I mean, she didn't really need to get married, but like that whole, Marsh is an Ariana Grande fan, so we can't say anything like too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. For Marsh, but it was crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. You think she's going to make little SpongeBob
babies? I mean, like her, her relationship, her dating history is like,
it's a little, you know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see where that goes.
Same.
Yeah.
Like, I'm worried for him. for Sponge.
Right. I'm not worried about Ariana. Well, she's going to be just
she's
fine.
She's obviously going to be fine. Anybody, yeah. like...
Ariana Grande is
going to
be
she's
A-okay.
Clearly but going to be fine. Everybody will just leave their families right here. So
SpongeBob has be totally uplifted fine. His entire life.
Yeah, it's him yeah. that's the concern. Yeah.
Right.
He's peaking right now
mm-hmm.
with Ariana Grande. Yeah.
And it could go south.
And he's... Unfortunately, his whole family was kind of just tossed out to the side of the road, and he's going to be missing them one day.
Yeah. yeah
when absolutely. She moves on.
Right, when she tosses him on the side of the road.
To someone that's not SpongeBob.
Yep. yeah.
Those are my thoughts. You know?
Yeah. Could not agree more.
Yep.
But I guess we'll see. Maybe we'll be wrong about everything that we've just predicted.
Yeah, maybe.
They I kind of love doing this knows, so far
right,
in advance.
Like, can't predicting
wait to
the future.
Yeah, can't wait to hear, like, if we're right or wrong.
It's kind of fun, though, because then we could say, like, see, we called this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Circle time. Predicted yeah. this.
Yes.
You know?
Taylor will have I think she'll have a new album also like pretty early in the year, I think.
I think she'll have a new re-release. I don't think she's gonna have a new album.
You think a whole
you think
new
TS
one?
10 is coming?
Yeah.
Oh, funny. I like about that you. From yeah. you. I like that. I don't know.
I think she's gonna be disappointed.
I think she's cooking it up.
You're usually right about these things, so that's why I like
really?
I'm like taking that as like
she's just constantly making
fact.
Music. I mean, I didn't even think
that's
like
true.
When Midnights came out, I was like, girl, take a break.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
It's so much.
I know.
I thought she was gonna do all her re-releases and not put new music out at the same time, but she's been doing both.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, how many songs do you think she's written about Travis Kelce already? She's probably got like 50 songs in the oven ready to go.
I mean, I'm ready to eat them up whenever she's exactly. getting them out.
They're cooking.
Yeah.
They are cooking.
Well, I'm excited to see where these predictions yeah. go.
Me too.
We have one more thing. We usually do a little journal time at the end. So I ask like a question for a kid
okay.
and you guys get to answer it. But I have new journal questions. I have a whole book full of them now.
Love it.
Yay. So you guys have to give me a date and I'm going to read you the question from this date because it's like a question a day.
Okay.
Okay.
Should we do our birthdays?
Should we just pick one birthday though? Because she said pick one date.
Oh, one date. Yeah, let's do your birthday.
Why?
This is like in the middle of the book. You know, it's like the middle of the year.
Okay. Sure.
That's
but
sweet.
Then I feel bad that we're not going to pick your birthday.
That's okay.
Okay.
Are you sure?
July 26th. Yes. I just like the visual of like opening halfway in okay. the book, you know? Mm,
July 26th.
It just doesn't feel right. You know what I mean? Why don't we use Kelsey's birthday?
Okay. We're sticking to July 26th.
All right.
July 26th is this a good question.
Okay.
Before I go to sleep, I like to blank.
Oh. Mm. Well, a couple things I like.
Yeah, tell us. Be honest.
What? This is for a kid, by the way.
No. The question's for a kid. The answer's for an adult.
Oh.
You can you don't have to be like, brush my teeth. You can like say what you were actually thinking. What were you thinking? What was the first thing that came to your mind? Say it.
The first thing that came to my mind was like, you know, a little action. A little action. Like,
I actually had no idea where you were going
really?
With that. Like, I didn't know if you were going to say like,
oh, no,
I can
tell immediately that was going in a sexual direction.
But I feel like that's so like, I have sex. You know what I mean? But like, that's just where my like
yeah.
brain
that's okay.
went
you're
to.
You're a grown ass like,
yeah.
woman
you're
who
engaged.
Has sex.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I just like.
S-E-X.
Say it. Actually, I don't even want
to
say it.
Now you have to say it.
No, I just like.
Want to make love.
No, but like, yeah. Like, I really just like. I just like going at it, you know what I mean?
Right before bed.
And then like you're exhausted after you give it your all.
Exhausted, yeah. Like, oh my God, I can't even catch my breath.
Right, you both give it your all, you lay it all out on the field, and then you just like, snuggle up nicely and hit the hay, you know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
Because I just feel like that's like, oh, like you said, like brushing my teeth,
yeah.
like... You're doing my skincare routine.
Yeah. No, you're being honest, and I appreciate that.
I just feel
like
it's
that's
so... actually my answer.
No, but same.
And that's
you know,
also beautiful.
No, but also same, too. Yeah. But it's like...
I like to read my book.
Yeah, there's so many things, but it's just like...
I'm not a nighttime sex person, though. I'm a morning sex person.
Really? Interesting.
Well, both of them make sense. I mean, if you're going as hard as Rhea is, you want to take a nap after.
Right, exactly.
But, like, sometimes you want to wake
it
up.
It wakes me up.
It wakes you up.
Yeah.
And then you didn't
and
have
then
sex
I can't
this
fall,
morning.
Yeah. And then I can't fall asleep. Yeah, I'm in L.A.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, we're so tired.
All alone. No, okay. But I really do like to read my book. And I also, I take a extremely long time doing my nighttime skincare.
But imagine you were like, because every, you know, people like, they like nighttime sex or they like morning sex. But imagine for him, which I got like midday.
No,
like,
yes. lunch break.
Like 3 p.m. No, I mean,
people should do that more.
People can hit a midday.
Like I have no idea. Yeah,
sometimes
your
sex you hit a midday
are.
If you're not at work, but like,
okay, imagine. Sometimes you hit it midday if you're not at work. That's crazy.
I didn't say hit it.
Yeah, no, Kevin made.
I said hit a midday.
Oh, no, that makes more sense.
And I was kidding, but I don't speak like that.
Sometimes just hit it midday, like not at work.
That's exactly
fuck
how
it.
I wanted to come out, like as a joke, but it sounded like I was being serious, and I was not. I promise.
No, like hit it midday. Sometimes totally get it. Like it's you're not at work. Yeah.
I mean, hey, you guys work together, so
yeah, you can hit it midday at work
in the studio.
You never know what happens.
No. But like, it just imagine someone's like, no, I like a 3 p.m.er.
Yeah,
you know?
I actually.
I'm sure there's plenty of people out there.
Probably. And also, like, it's probably nice.
Yeah,
break up the day.
I like to have a good shower after, you know. And
what are you doing? I'm like ready to go. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Here's to the day.
Yeah.
Rhea's napping, showering.
There's a lot going on.
I wish we started this conversation an hour ago. I'll just leave it up to the imagination.
Yeah. No, I just, that's one thing I love about my relationship. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just give it all every time.
That's beautiful.
You know? Yeah.
That's sweet.
I'm sorry that it took this turn.
I'm happy that it took this turn. I really am.
I hope they keep that forever, you know?
Yeah.
I'm never going to forget it. I'm really excited for you. I'm excited for both of you. Good book and good skincare.
Right. And
also
morning, get the day going. That's great,
yeah,
too.
Start out the day.
Yeah, that's a great
impressive.
Way to start off the day. Yeah.
You guys
should be impressed
with yourself.
We just had one of our coworkers made a video about it, Kevin, KFC, where like, he was talking about this woman who I don't remember her name, but she is maybe a sex therapist, like something in that world.
Okay.
And she was saying how the movement of like having sex before you go like out to dinner on a date and instead of after.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I love that.
Yeah. I actually love that as well.
Because you go and it's that mindset of like, you're going to have a nice meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're eating a lot of pasta. Yeah. It's delicious. Yeah, and you go home and you're like, You're
fulfilled in all ways.
Yeah.
And you're also just
Joe
like
says
you might
TFTF,
be a little,
which is a little vulgar, but
what is that?
Too fat to fuck.
Oh, like after a big meal.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah. Goals.
Yep. Which I think a lot of people feel.
Yeah. No.
It makes sense. It depends. Yeah.
You're like I
you
just
feel
can't
full,
right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Then like the indigestion's coming up, and you're like, yeah. Oh, this like a little hard on the chest.
That marinara sauce is coming back up.
Yeah, exactly. Rhea has to eat like power bars before she does it. Really like drink a protein shake.
She's stretching, clearly. Yeah.
Well, I just
you know,
love
I didn't
you
think
guys
we would end
so
this
much.
Podcast
I'm
in
so
this sad
so sorry, but it was such a children-like journal.
We are not these vulgar vulgar.
That's what Circle Time does to you. Really brings out the vulgarity in people.
We are not
everybody
these
always says that.
Except
your ladies.
You know, we are.
Except when it's ready for bedtime.
Yeah, except when it's bedtime, then we get crazy.
I can't wait to listen back to this at just because I forget the exact words and now that you said when she
hit him
the question. But you were like, oh, I know what I
want. I got one
I
thing on my
like
mind.
I do.
When I'm going
but like,
to bed.
I feel like that was so like what but it just was the first thing that like, you know,
that's what you have to do. You have to answer with the first thing.
Yes.
And I'm happy you did. And I loved both of your answers. And
yes,
I love both of you.
And we
so
love
much.
You so much.
And thank you for joining us.
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I feel so calm.
How
like,
end
I don't want to leave.
Yeah,
you've been trying to figure out. You're jealous that we took off our shoes.
Yeah.
And you wish you did
more
this
comfy.
Whole time.
That's
I did
beautiful.
Not like that. So,
your
okay.
shoes are way cooler, though. Mine are really dirty, so I'm glad you kept yours on because they look cool.
Me too.
Okay, love you. Thank you so
love
much.
Love you guys. Yes. Everybody,
love you so much.
Go listen to Chicks in the Office. Do you want to tell them your, like, Instagrams too.
Sure.
Yeah. So, you know, when it comes to this, it's always like our Italian names that we have to spell out every time we say it. It's not an easy Instagram handle. It's like Maria Ciuffo. And by the way, that's spelled C-I-U-F-F-O.
Exactly.
And also follow us at Chicks in the Office.
Yep.
Francesca Mariano.
Yeah.
We'd like to have our, you know, full legal names.
I love you. You guys have beautiful names.
Yeah.
Yours is, your last name is way, like flows way
more.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yes, and that's us and Chicks in the Office on Instagram and TikTok.
wherever you want to find us.
Catch us there.
X, obviously. Yeah, yes, yep, of course.
Yep, of course.
All right. Well, thank you guys. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you so love much. You. Bye, everyone. See you next time.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.